God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Confession of our mouth has a great deal to do with how we lay hold on God's provision. The word confess means homologeo. It means to say the same thing. The words of our mouth must agree with God's written word. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Are we able to get those verses up? Or do I just need to go to my... We can't? Okay. 2 Corinthians 4:13. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. Amen. We also believe, and therefore speak. Come on. Amen. The mouth has to speak from the overflow of the heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Good question is, what are you saying when the pressure's on you? What are you saying when it looks like all the odds are stacked against you? You're just singing a song. You're just dancing in the spirit. You're just on the mountaintop. But when the pressure comes, what are you saying? What's in your heart? It's got to be fitted in your mouth. Here's something interesting. Jesus said, if you confess me before men, I will confess you before the angels. Is that right? I got that written down. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. He also said, if you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father. Is that what he said? Are y'all sure? At the baptism of Jesus, when he came up out of the water, there was a voice. To some it thundered, but some heard. He said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Is that right? Amen. When Jesus says, if we confess him before men, he will confess us before the Father. That means the Father will affirm us. Amen. Are y'all here? Y'all don't hear what I'm saying here. When the Father affirms you, get out the way. Amen. If God said it, if God is affirming something that you're doing, get out the way. He said, if you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father. In other words, my Father, as he did with me, Jesus hadn't done anything, but he was confirmed. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. How many want God to be well pleased with him? Come on. He said, if you confess me before men, as you believe you speak, I'll confess you before my Father. Then he said, if you confess me before men, I'll confess you before the angels. He said, he will confess you before the angels. What are the angels? The angels are sent. They are ministering spirits sent to minister. Jesus said, if you confess me before men, I will confess you, let me say it this way, unto the angels. I'll take your confession. And I'll see to it that the angels who are ministering spirits will go to work in your behalf. So we have the affirmation of the Father and the angels working for us. Why? With the confession of our mouth. They hearken unto the voice of God's word. And Jesus said, if you confess me, I'll confess you. I believe, therefore I speak. Tell somebody, faith has to speak. Faith that does not speak dies in the heart. We are told to hide the word in our heart that we sin not against God. But Joshua was told, let not the book depart from your mouth. Keep the word in your mouth, not just in your heart. We're not the silence of the lambs now. Amen. We are like the roaring lions now. We are on the mountaintop. We are to declare in this day and time. Listen, the enemy's gotten very bold. Would you agree with me there? I mean, he's gotten very blatant. He's got all up in your face, flaunting his stuff. It's not time for the church to be silent. It's not time for the church to hide out. It's not time for the church to make sure you don't get censored. It's not time for the church to say, well, you know, I don't want to take me off of YouTube. No, it's time for us to cry loud and spare not, hello, and let God, amen, determine where the chips fall. Oh, I wish I had some real saints in here. It's not time to be quiet and afraid and suspicious and careful. Well, you better be careful. Careful for what? Listen, this vaccine was not made for COVID. COVID was brought on to bring about a vaccine. Chew on that for a little while. Whether you took the shot or not, just being frank with you and honest, this so-called vaccine, which is not, was not created for COVID. COVID was created for it. This is the agenda. Y'all listening or just like, oh no. That's the global agenda. That has to do with the great reset. This COVID stuff, that's smoke screens. And I know it's a real pathogen. A bioweapon. But that's not it. Don't stop there. That's where it starts. That's just the entry point of the transhumanist singularity agenda. That's another story. Faith that does not speak dies in our heart. Give me Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. 34 to 37. Matthew 12, 34, 37. How many understand there's a direct connection between our heart and our mouth? Amen. How many know there's a direct correlation, connection between the heart and the mouth? Matthew 12, 34. O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. There we go. Out of the abundance, the mouth speaks. Next verse. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart brings forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word, non-working word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Give me verse 36 again. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. We often look at that as a day where we stand before the bema seat or the judgment seat of Christ. But let's bring it home again. When you speak idle words, you could speak some idle words on Monday. And depending on how fast they go out and what weight they carry, your judgment might be Tuesday. What are we talking about? In the day of judgment, see, the words that you speak are going to produce after their kind. It's just a matter of time before you run into what it has produced. And for many, that will be a day of judgment because it was a bunch of idle words. And now you get mad with God because all this stuff is happening. But you if you could rewind everything, go back 3 weeks, you were just talking crazy back then. And you released that. And 3 weeks later, here you now are confronted by what you were saying. Amen. And in the day of judgment, you give an account of those words you spoke. Amen. Idle words. Non-productive words. Child is killing me. We see you 2 months later. Oh, child, I almost died. Oftentimes, words. Faith speaks. There's a direct connection between the mouth and the heart. The mouth is the overflow of the heart. Now, the more persistently, I don't mean this in a mechanical, perfunctory way, but the more persistently we confess God's word with our mouth, the more firmly established it gets in our heart. We're not just trying to commit it to memory. We want it to become spirit in us. The more we do that, the more we discipline ourselves to that, the more firmly it is established. So when the storms come and beat upon the house stands. And, you know, we've been talking to the subconscious, that algorithm that is 85% of your actions. You do it without even knowing it. But when we can speak to him and align him with the word, you'll find yourself doing things you didn't even realize you could do. You know, you just respond. The first action is in response to the word. Where it used to be you'd get mad. It used to be you'd do something crazy. But now you're responding to the word. Why? You're aligning that subconscious. There's no more cognitive dissidence, where you think one way, but you inside you're thinking another way. So you're divided. No, you're all lining up with the word. And guess what? You start to taste a little bit of heaven on earth. Amen. Your income, your blessing is not based on the economy. It's based on heaven's storehouse. Come on. The portal starts to open over you. Hello. You can be walking. You can be among all the others. And there's famine there. But somehow you're being blessed. How can this thing be? Because you're drinking the water that rains from heaven. You're not like the Egyptians. Remember the Egyptians? They had to irrigate. Everything they grew, everything they had to work it. God said, the land I'm taking you into is not like the land of Egypt. Come on, tell somebody, it's not like Egypt. The land that God is taking you into, he says, it drinks in the rain from heaven. In Egypt, they had no rain. They had to irrigate to bring the Nile to irrigate their crops. But God said, no, it's not like that with you. I'm going to give you stuff you didn't work for. Oh, help me here, Holy Ghost. I'm going to give you houses you didn't build. Amen. I'm going to give you crops you didn't plant. Can anybody really believe for that? Does anybody really believe that the wealth of the sinner, God's got them working hard. There's somebody working real hard for you right now. Real hard. They done lost their family, got sick in their body. Amen. Going after 3 and 4 jobs, storing it all up. But the wealth of the sinner is being laid up for the righteous. I'll call it unfair if you want to. You don't want yours, bring it to me. I'll take it. I said, God has people out there because they don't honor God. They're haters of God. They're idolaters. They're lovers of the world. They don't care about God. God said, I'll have them work for you. They don't love me. They'll be bound by the laws of this earth. But they'll lay up that for the righteous. Remember, they crossed the Jordan. And the manna stopped. See, the manna, tell somebody, the manna's got to stop.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.